talking with Jeremy Rich with the Oklahoma Youth Expo. Jeremy, at this Tulsa State Fair, of course, they got their junior premium sale. And whenever this happens, we know we're getting much, much closer to the Youth Expo in March of the following year. Tell me about how preparations are going, and maybe, you know, what are you expecting maybe a little different in 09 compared to 08?
Well, Ron, you're exactly right. As the Tulsa State Fair winds down, we'll start our nomination process this month, and we're expecting a large number of young people again this year to participate at the Oklahoma Youth Expo. There's always a little bit of concern when you see feed prices up and down. Of course, right now they're up. It's going to be interesting to see if that affects our numbers. And so far it has not. We continue to have a lot of interest. I predict we'll have a record number of young people again, and I certainly think we'll have a record number of young people that participate in our scholarship program, something we're very proud of. So getting everything going, of course, we work year-round trying to raise those dollars. It's an event that is very much driven by sponsors and the continuation of their generosity. And obviously with the economy somewhat, certainly nationwide troubled, and here in Oklahoma we're going to see some tentacles of that, although we're in much better shape than my counterparts all across the nation. So we continue to work with those sponsors to raise the dollars to keep the program where we want it to be. I think we'll continue to see strong support from those sponsors, and certainly we're going to add a few new ones. So lots of opportunity for young people that exist here at Tulsa, and certainly going to be that way in the spring in Oklahoma City in March. So
they continue to evolve as far as the barns there at the State Fair Park, so I know that you're excited about that.
That's exactly right. We are going to have one of the finest facilities in the country for these young people to compete in. Not only will it be the world's largest junior livestock show, but it's going to have a set of facilities that are indicative of the type of event we've been putting on. So that's something we're excited about. It's going to be awfully nice for participants as they come to the fairgrounds to be housed in a little bit nicer, a little fancier set up than they have been in the past. And we will certainly strive to do everything within our power to have a record year in fundraising and make those opportunities even better in 09 than they were in 08.
Now in 09, is this the final year where you're going to kind of be doing a split schedule, or how are you looking at your schedule this year?
Well, we do continue to have some difficulty with the construction schedule at the State Fair, and that is going to affect our ability to use certain facilities. So while we've added some facilities from a stalling standpoint, and it's going to make it a lot easier for exhibitors to move in and move out and all those kinds of things, where we actually conduct our events in the Coliseum, we're having some difficulty there. So it's a little difficult to answer all of those questions right now, Ron. But the long-term plan is that you're going to see a new face on all of the facilities at the State Fair. And then, of course, our grand finale will always be the cornerstone of our event, and that will happen in the Coliseum. But all of that is a little tenuous this year just because of the construction schedule.
So kind of stay tuned. You'll have your schedule out in a couple of months probably. Yeah.
Certainly. We have a tentative schedule out, and everyone can plan their hotel rooms and their dates away from school and all those kinds of things. We're back on spring break, so most of our young people won't have to miss school. But certainly from a day-to-day standpoint, there's still a little bit of scheduling that's ongoing.
You know, as we think about the animals, I know that you've had tremendous growth in, like, the meat goat category, and that probably reflects maybe the economy a little bit because it is a smaller animal, a little bit less input cost.
No question about that. Feed is a tremendous concern for commercial producers across the state, and, of course, it's a concern for our junior livestock producers. So feed is going to continue to drive some of the decision-making that relates to participation. So I think you'll continue to see the meat goat arena grow. I'm very proud, though, to tell you, Ron, we've seen very little change from a breeding animal standpoint. Certainly, we've seen no change in any negative directions, all positive. So we're continuing to have growth there. I like seeing that. We're putting a lot of scholarship program dollars into this breeding program. And so, you know, our goal is for these young people to continue in production agriculture after they leave our program. And hopefully the dollars we're spending and the priorities that we're making are going to help that be the case.